The Emmys last night, TV's big awards night in the United States. Watching it for us, Francois Maria, actor, film and television critic, director, playwright, all-round man of entertainment. Hello, Francois.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're fine. Look, the first question is the virtual ceremonies. My heart sinks at the thought of it. What was it like as a consumer? Did it work?
It definitely worked, but at first it was super weird, very intimate, which is different from most years. And yeah, Jimmy Kimmel was the host. There were people in hazmat tuxedos delivering Emmys to all the A-listers and all the winners. And I think it was different. It was fresh. And I need to applaud the producers of the Emmys for really finding creative solutions. You know, with everything that's going on, you still host the ceremony. And it definitely worked. But obviously, it felt super weird at first. But we got used to it as the night went on.
Did they manage to use this opportunity to make it a bit shorter than normal? Because all these award ceremonies do tend to bang on.
I know, it just goes on and on. And with all the ad breaks that were still there, it went on for like 3 hours. So, I mean, the same usual thing. But, I mean, it was just wonderful to actually just watch something that feels normal again, like an award show, just to see these people, the people you like, you see on television, and just to witness that again and to feel like maybe the industry is still going to come back or, you know, just to have that something normal again. That worked for me.
All right, big winners. A couple stood out. I mean, Schitt's Creek has won, been around a long time, and still winning enormously.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek, the final season. I think it broke the record. It's the most wins for a single comedy season. Obviously, best comedy, acting trophies for Catherine O'Hara, Dan and Eugene Levy, father and son who produced and created the show as well. Other winners like HBO's Watchmen was also a big winner for outstanding limited series. 7 wins, including acting trophies for Regina King and Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, one of my favorite television shows of last year.
And Succession, a very big winner as well.
Oh, Succession. Let me tell you, Succession is such a wonderful television show. Intelligent writing, wickedly funny, very dark, wonderful. Outstanding drama series, directing, writing, also best actor for Jeremy Strong. And I really think he deserves to win this trophy.
Was anyone a big loser? Was there anyone there that you felt should have won or expected to win who didn't get a gong?
I think a lot of people expected Olivia Colman to win for The Crown. I mean, yep. She won the Oscar for The Favourite, and she's an outstanding actress. And Zendaya won for Euphoria on HBO. And, I mean, Zendaya was also incredible in this performance. And I think that was like a surprise, but well-deserved winner. I also think, like, a lot of people expected the marvelous Mrs. Maisel to win. But, you know, Schitt's Creek's final season, and there was a lot of good things going on with that show and a lot of good writing. So I really think it deserved to win as well.
South African who missed out was Trevor Noah. John Oliver took that space.
Yes. I wanted Trevor Noah to win. I was like sitting here and he's also in New York. And I was like, I mean, I can't go to his apartment and give him champagne, but I just wanted to, like, you know, just that South African pride on the television screen. But luckily he was nominated and he works so hard. So John Oliver is also a very good entertainer, so he also deserves that.
It's a competitive space, that, in America, isn't it? That sort of late-night news comedy stuff. There's so much of it.
It is very competitive. And I also think, like, you know, those guys and women, they have to really be creative nowadays with not having a live audience in studios and not hearing the laughter back from an audience. And that's the same thing with the host, Jimmy Kimmel. And I know it's difficult for comedians when they can't feed off from that. And I really want to applaud those people who work in this industry and Jimmy Kimmel as well. I'm not the biggest Kimmel fan. And not always jokes landed last night, but I really think he did a good job of keeping it light and entertaining. And just, you know, our minds wandered a little bit, even though there was still a big political tone with the upcoming American election. And obviously the pandemic and the protests were highlighted as well, as it should be. But yeah, Jimmy Kimmel did a great job last night.
Francois, thank you very much indeed. Francois Maria, actor, film and television critic, director and playwright, and currently these days resident of New York City. And a good point. It's tough to do comedy without an audience. It really is tough to not have the audience to feed off, and that makes it difficult for Jimmy Kimmel. Like you, Francois, I'm not a huge Jimmy Kimmel fan, but apparently did a good job last night.